They spoke to us, making conference part of our lives. As you make the October 2004 General Conference a part of your own and your family's life, you might consider using the following ideas for personal study and family home evening. Or you may wish to create your own questions, activities, and discussion ideas. For children, 1. Did children take part in conference in the conference center? If so, what did a group of them do? Clue. There's a photograph on page 29 that will help you with this answer. 2. Where will 2 new temples be built? How many temples will there be when all those announced so far are built? Clue. Search President Gordon B. Hinckley's talk in the first session. 3. Name the 2 new members of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Find one interesting fact about each of them. Listen to their talks in the Sunday morning session, the opportunity to testify by Elder Dieter F. Uchtdorf, and in the Strength of the Lord by Elder David A. Bednar. 4. When Elder John H. Groberg was a young missionary, for weeks he and many others suffered great hunger because of a hurricane. What are some of the things he found as evidence that Heavenly Father loves him? Listen to Elder Groberg's talk in the Saturday morning session, The Power of God's Love. List some of your blessings that show God's love for you. 5. We are all brothers and sisters, children of our Heavenly Father. We must reach out to those that for some reason have forgotten the path. Listen to Elder Ruchet's talk in the Saturday afternoon session, Feed My Sheep. Do you have a friend who has not attended church lately? Think of ways you can encourage him or her to come with you. For youth, 6. What's so bad about looking at pornography? Listen to what President Hinckley says about this dangerous addiction and find out how you can break free from this evil monster. Listen to the priesthood session, A Tragic Evil Among Us, by President Gordon B. Hinckley. 7. Where do your temptations come from? Are you placing yourself unnecessarily in the path of temptation and deception? Listen to Elder Dallin H. Oak's message in the priesthood session, Be Not Deceived, about how we can avoid Satan's lies. 8. Are you struggling with adversity? Have you ever asked yourself, why me? Elder Joseph B. Worthland talks about a better question to ask in his talk in the Sunday afternoon session entitled, Press On. 9. I've repented, but how can I know if I've been forgiven? If you've ever wondered about this question, you'll want to read Elder Richard G. Scott's talk on finding peace of conscience in the Saturday morning session. 10. Have you ever questioned the strength of your own testimony? Elder Donald L. Staley gives suggestions for those who are looking for further confirmation of their testimony. Listen to his talk in the Saturday afternoon session, Securing Our Testimonies. For family home evening or personal study, 11. President Hinckley spoke of the attitude we should have toward women. Listen to The Women in Our Lives, President Gordon B. Hinckley. Invite family members to list things they appreciate about their mother, wife, sister, aunt, or grandmother, and ways they can better show her their love. 12. The choices we make determine our destiny, said President Thomas S. Monson. How have some of your seemingly small everyday choices affected your life? What decisions could you make to help you progress spiritually? Listen to President Monson's talk, Choose You This Day, in the Sunday morning session. 13. Joy can be ours if we are willing to sacrifice all for the Lord, said President James E. Faust. Listen to Where Do I Make My Stand, by President Faust in the Saturday morning session. What are some sacrifices you can make for the Lord? What bad habits can you give up? What service can you give? What items can you donate to those in need? How can you give time and talents to strengthen your family, your ward or branch, or your neighborhood? 14. Who is Oliver Granger? How does the Lord promise that his name shall be had in sacred remembrance forever and ever? Apply to you and your family. Listen to President Boyd K. Packer's talk, The Least of These. 15. Elder Dallin H. Oak said, It is not enough to know that President Gordon B. Hinckley is God's prophet. We must put his teachings to work in our lives. Listen to Elder Oaks' talks in the priesthood session, Be Not Deceived. Study President Hinckley's talks in this issue, including A Tragic Evil Among Us in the priesthood session, The Women in Our Lives in the Sunday morning session, and the closing remarks in the Sunday afternoon session. What counsel did he give that you can put to work in your own life? Make a list. Begin today. Stories to read and share. Are you preparing a talk or lesson? In the following conference talks, you'll find stories you can tell and insights you can share. Woman expresses gratitude for Latter-day Apostles. Prophet, Seers, and Revelators, Elder Jeffrey R. Holland. Elder Groberg nearly starves in the South Pacific. The Power of God's Love, Elder John H. Groberg. Elder Groberg is thrown into sea when his boat overturns. The Power of God's Love by Elder Groberg. Blind Welch Convert Crosses Plains. Where Do I Make My Stand? President James E. Faust. Brigham Young and Heber C. Kimball Leave for Mission to England. What is a Quorum? Elder L. Tom Perry. Priesthood Leaders Take Action After Idaho Dam Breaks. Faith and Keys, Elder Henry B. Eyring. Activated Members, Thanks Missionary. Feed My Sheep, Elder Ned B. Ruscha. Relief Society Sisters Support Woman with Less Active Husband. How Has Relief Society Blessed Your Life? Bonnie D. Parkin. Peruvian Sister Learns Much in Relief Society. How Has Relief Society Blessed Your Life? Bonnie D. Parkin. Man Bears Testimony on Brazilian Bus. Pure Testimony, Elder M. Russell Ballard. Young Elder Dixon Deals with Arm Amputation. The Key of the Knowledge of God, President James E. Faust. School Crossing Guard Teaches Man the Gospel. Anxiously Engaged, President Thomas S. Monson. Young Man Cares for Grandmother. Choose You This Day, President Thomas S. Monson. Elderly Sister Invites Young Elder Uchdorf's Family to Church. The Opportunity to Testify, Elder Dieter F. Uchdorf. Missionary Couples Serve Throughout the World. Senior Missionaries in the Gospel, Elder Russell M. Nelson. Large Filipino Family Is Reverent, Pays Tithing, and Shares the Gospel. Keeping Our Covenants, Elder Richard J. Maines. Elder Richards and Son Read Book of Mormon. Remembering the Teachings of Your Father, Elder H. Brian Richards. Missionary Has Difficulty Memorizing. More Holiness Give Me, Bishop H. David Burton. Church Helps Hurricane Victims. More Holiness Give Me, Bishop H. David Burton. Father Endures Deaths of Four Children. Press On, Elder Joseph B. Worthlin. Women Walk, Talk, and Build Friendship. Walking Towards the Light of His Love, Anne C. Pingree. Australian Sister Helps Husband Join Church. If Ye Are Prepared, Ye Shall Not Fear, President Thomas S. Monson, from the General Relief Society meeting. Relief Society Sister Learns to Read and Write. If Ye Are Prepared, Ye Shall Not Fear, President Monson, from the Relief Society meeting. Woman Writes Letter to Sisters of 2030. If Ye Are Prepared, Ye Shall Not Fear, President Monson, from the General Relief Society meeting. Young President Monson Raises Pigeons. Anxiously Engaged, President Thomas S. Monson. Boy Has Too Many Cars. More Holiness Give Me, Bishop H. David Burton. End of the section. They Spoke to Us, Making Conference Part of Our Lives.